morning.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. This is Juan Carlos.
Good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good.
Good.
Let me
call Luca. He's right here.
Juan Carlos, do you hear me? Rob, do you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Right, perfect.
Okay. Guys, this is week 12. Big week.
Okay, I'm good.
The end of the intense supernova coaching. Now we work on other things, but before we get started, what's on your mind? How was the week?
Hello, everybody. Sorry, Rob. This is Luca. Just joining in. Hi, Pablo. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Pablo. Hi, Luca.
Good. Sorry for being a little bit late.
No problem. What's on your mind?
Everything, Rob.
Okay, well, I'm in the Northwest.
Where are you?
I'm as far away from you guys as you can be and still be in the country but not be in Alaska. I'm in Oregon. I'm in
Oregon. Okay. Interesting. You know, I'm reading Jude Shoe Dog. I don't know if you know the book.
No.
It's the writer is Phil Knight. He's the owner, the founder, and owner of Nike. The guy is from Oregon, and it's an amazing book. Tells his story.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Lot of leadership lessons, Rob, for you.
Yeah, I bet. That is really good. He's an amazing guy. Yeah, it's right up in this part of it. I think it's Portland, if I'm not mistaken, Mikey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good reading.
But a little bit of noise. I don't know who's lying.
So what else? What's on your mind as we're finishing up?
We're finishing up. This is week 12. So it's mixed feelings, you know. Happy to finish it. A lot of enthusiasm for what comes next for this. I don't know where how many months are we gonna be? Six, nine monthly calls.
Nine months.
Okay, and you know, little by little, Rob, we are building up and adding up more clients to the program. You know, my personality, I'm the kind of guy that I don't rush into things and do everything very, very fast. It's like I take my time. I need to digest and I go slowly. But so far it's been good. You know, I'm feeling very, very, very comfortable. I'm seeing some results. Okay. And we're trying to keep some rituals, you know, that would help us in growing. I don't have any, you know, specific concern to mention. I don't know, Pablo, he's also listening.
Yes, I'm here. And for me, I want to add that, there have been 12 interesting calls, and for me, it's really a good, the information I'm processing and using is great for my clients, and even though our family office is a small family office, since we don't reach the 100 clients, so we are focusing more in generating more clients than in preparing the in cleaning the pipeline. But we are really happy with the information we're having, and I think that the feedback from the clients, it's been positive right now about the ideas we are suggesting them and how to implement them with the Supernova idea.
Great. Okay. Would you like to know what we're going to do for these 9 months, each of these calls? Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to build. This timing is great because we're coming into the new year. So I want you to build a business plan for the new year. All right.
Okay.
For imagine that 2019. all right. So what we're going to do is we're going to use the structure that we started out with in week 3. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that was the 5-star model. And I told you at that time that we would eventually get around to building a business plan based on that 5-star model.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do now. So we're going to circle back on that. And then we're going to build a plan on it. So it's not hard. This is not complicated. Okay. So in fact, I want to get started on it now. Okay. If you don't have any objection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So the first star, as you remember, was director of planning. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's this. So then underneath or beside the director of planning, I want you to put in our ability. Ability is the first thing. All right? And the second thing is execution. So ability and execution. Those are the way we're going to measure how we're doing on the director of planning. So underneath the director of planning, we'll use bullet points like every client needs a plan.
Okay.
All right? And then we'll put in there every client needs an updated plan, and that update plan. Okay?
Yeah.
And then we're going to say, okay, we need to do some training, because there's two parts of the director of planning's job. One is to do the planning, execute the planning, update the plan, but also train the team on planning.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And let's just use those three bullet points under planning for now. Okay, we can add others. But now what we're going to do on the column under ability, we're going to put in a score for ourselves for overall for the director of planning. What's our ability to do planning now, right now? What would you say it is? On a scale of 1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, our ability to execute and do planning for clients.
I'm a 5 in planning, but in executing, I'm a 2. I'm a great planner, but I think that the problem is executing it.
All right, so Pablo, you give yourself a 10 in your ability and a 2 in execution, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the rest of the group?
Well, kind of the same. I think I have a tendency to over plan and to overthink things over, you know, and a little bit less on execution. Though at the end we get the things done, probably more this is more cultural, you know, more in the Latin way, like last minutes. So it would be I would say weak on execution, and ability good in planning.
Okay. All right, so let's say we're at 8 or 9 in terms of ability to do plans, and then we may be 3 to 4 in terms of clients that have plans. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, Rob, I started this course without having basically any financial plans with clients. Only 2 of them, you know, but not the rest.
Ah, okay. So that we're going to move you down to a 2 then on execution. How are you in terms of your abilities? Have you learned the skills, or do we need to work on that?
I didn't hear you well.
What are your abilities? If you weren't doing planning, what are your skills like in planning? If I came in and sat down with you and I was from Argentina and I said, I need a plan, would you be able to deliver that?
Well, I think it's a way of thinking, you know, and strategically thinking, you know, how I want to achieve things, setting up goals and building a plan, you know.
Right.
For example, how much do I want to grow? Which segments? Which areas of the country? Which type of clients? How do I get to them? That kind of stuff.
I'm talking about your ability to do a business, a financial plan for a client, not your planning with me.
Okay. Sorry, I got it wrong. Well, now I feel pretty much comfortable, you know, and basically I work a little bit on it, and I got a template from that is being used here at the bank. Just as basic questions for having an IBS, you know.
And how many people have you done it for?
3.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.
Pablo, how about you?
I was writing things down as Luca was talking. With Luca, I think that if I have to make a financial plan for a client, I'm okay, but I can add more tools, definitely. And I haven't made an IPS, a written IPS for clients. I've never done it because my clients in the past 5 years they not to have any written information they tried in confidentiality, and things have changed in Argentina, and now we can put a template and an IPS by written, and they are liking it.
And sorry to interrupt, Pablo, but there's also one more thing that probably I guess you also do it. Whenever we sit down with a client, either a prospect or an existing client, we have minimum basic, you know, information to have a financial plan in place. But it's very, very basic, you know, like that the age of the client, the goals, what is the money for, his risk profile, and so on. What I'm talking about, having like an IPS, is something that goes in very much detail, you know, taking into consideration many more issues, but in terms to start investing the money, I would say that every client has a financial plan in terms of objectives. What do they want the money for? How much risk do they want to take? How do they want to invest? That information, we have it. And I do that with every single client. As Pablo mentioned, probably we don't do it in a written way that we ask the client to sign it and keep it on file. It's just a conversation where we take notes and then we enter that information, in my case, in our systems, and it's there. But it's very basic. What I'm trying to achieve is to transform that basic financial plan into a more comprehensive investment policy, where we would take many more information into account, and probably we will use that information to provide a better service, to provide more things to the client, and also, you know, try to get referrals and so on. And not only to focus in financial assets. We with an investment policy, we ask questions about the rest of the total wealth, you know, houses, if they have loans, money in other banks, broader questions in terms of asset allocation, taxes, inheritance, and so on. So I would say there are two ways of approaching this question about financial plan. One is I guess I would say I have a all clients, they have a financial plan that is very basic. What I'm trying to do is to migrate that to something more comprehensive.
More professional in a way.
So. Exactly.
Well, I think you covered the basics. The one question I would ask you is what you mentioned at the end. In order to have a financial plan for a client, you need a succession plan.
Okay.
You know, all corporations, I was just reading an article out of Barron's on Fidelity. And they're interviewing the CEO, who's a Johnson, who's a, mm-hmm. you know, I think she's third generation Johnson. They own, I think, 50% of Fidelity, so she's worth $17 billion. And the last question that the interviewer asked, what is your succession plan?
Yeah.
Okay. So my question is that you must be able to answer that question with each of your clients.
Correct.
If something tragic happened, God forbid,
mm-hmm.
and you are not here tomorrow, do you have a plan in place,
mm-hmm.
a succession plan for your mm-hmm. business
yeah.
in terms of your your family business, right? So if we're a family office, that's the most critical thing you could be doing for a client. So you have a step-by-step process for exactly what happens when he passes away, okay, or she passes away.
Exactly.
Right? And so this is really critical for both of you guys.
Yes, and that when I'm talking about like an IPS, you know, we have a chapter where we ask questions about succession, yeah. And we engage, depending on the client, then we engage the team that is basically responsible for wealth planning, you know, thinking about structures, trusts, and so on.
So that's the question I would ask myself in order to get a 10 on each client. I would be a zero unless I had that question answered.
Oh, okay. Very important.
Okay. So now that's it. For each client, so when you say, okay, where am I as director of planning, I'm going to build my business plan as director of planning, right? You're going to build that business plan. So we're going to write out what are we going to do in terms of our ability to develop our ability to do planning. Do I want to get my CFP? Do I want to take a course on planning? What am I going to do to build up my skills? How am I going to develop my skills for estate planning, etc.? So that's part one of the director of planning's business plan for 2019. Part two is, how am I going to measure whether or not I'm executing? Well, I'm going to make sure, for one thing, one bullet point is I'm going to make sure every client can answer that question, and I can answer it on every client. If my client died tomorrow, what would happen to the money? What would happen to the money? And is that what the client wants to have happen? Okay?
Perfect.
All right, so that's chapter one of your business plan. And that's what I want you to do now, okay? So for the next 4 weeks, I want you to write out one chapter for each of the five stars. So I've used planning as the example. So part of the chapter has got to be, what are we going to do to develop our abilities? What courses are we going to take? How long are they going to be? How do I measure it? Okay?
Yeah.
And the second part of each chapter is, how am I going to execute on this? And how do I measure the execution? Number of plans done? What are the steps I'm going to have to take? I'm going to have to interview the people. I'm going to have to do a plan. I'm then going to have to make sure that I can answer the final question. If the client died tomorrow, where does the money go? Okay?
Okay.
So our goal in 2019 is to have, for 18, is to have the plan done before we start 2019, and then we want to start implementing it now because all the learning part can start now. We don't have to wait for 19 to do that, right? But we want to have the five chapters done, frankly, in the next 5 weeks. So in our call the next month, I want you to have sent me the first four chapters of the five. And the chapters are planning, implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do all five chapters by next month if you want to. That would be great. But I need a copy of this business plan. So the business plan is, remember we talked about the gap analysis. The gap analysis is the difference between your execution of a 2 and what would a 10 look like.
Okay.
And what are the steps to get to that 10 in terms of our execution? And how long are we going to take? Remember, a goal is just a wish without a deadline. So for each one of these pieces of the plan, we have to set a timeline, and we have to set a goal and then a timeline for it. So there'll be, you know, under each director of planning, there'll probably be 5 or 6 or 7 initiatives that you're going to take. And then you're, now, what we're going to do, though, is on, remember, we talked about we're going to have a meeting every day talking about what do we have to do today between you and your team. All right? Monday, we have a meeting on activities related to marketing. So that's the giving board and the game board. On Friday, we have a meeting about the business plan. So every Friday you meet about the business plan, and once it's built, then you work. You have a meeting every Friday on execution. How did we do versus our business plan this week? And each, you report, you know, if you're a sole proprietor, you report to your team. If there's two of you, you report to each other on how you're doing. If your practices are, you know, separated by geography, you can meet on the phone, and you can talk about your plan versus the other and how you did in terms of execution. But the idea is to create this bilateral contract. So then what we're going to do is once we build this plan, you're going to report to me how you're doing versus your planning versus this planning process. So that's why I need a copy of the plan. Now, if you need help on this, email me or call me, okay?
Okay.
But I think you get the idea now, right? So planning is about planning. Implementation, the next chapter would be implementation, all right? Director of implementation. And under that would be all the roles and responsibility of that person, creating the 24-month calendar. Training associated with the 24-month calendar. The investment process. The liability process. So how do we manage our client's liability? How do we manage the client's assets? How do we manage the client's risk management? Okay? So risk management would be everything associated with insurance. Liability management would have everything to do with debt. And asset management has everything to do with assets. There are probably some more, but those are the most important roles and responsibilities of a director of implementation. You have a consistent process for managing people's liabilities. You have a consistent process for managing clients' insurance. Do we have a consistent process for managing clients' assets? First of all, what's our ability in each of those areas? And then what's our execution?
Okay.
The next would be brand management. Okay. And that has to do with service. Service and operation, right? So are we servicing the clients using Supernova? Are we really using Supernova? What's our ability to use Supernova? What's our execution on Supernova? In terms of that, under that, the other part, second part of that is our rapid response team. We committed to 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. How are we doing in our skills and rituals around servicing operational issues? So that's pretty much the director of... Okay. Marketing is the 7 strategies for eight strategies for growing your practice. and we hold ourselves accountable to that every week on the game board. But what our skill level in each of those seven strategies, and then what's our execution? The seven strategies, just to remind you, are the 90-day free look, six centers of influence, one mastermind group, one niche, or two niches, two boards of directors, and then LinkedIn and Facebook as, you know, mostly LinkedIn. And then the last is using the introductory model, enthusiastically endorsed model. That's all part of the ZIPSA process, value, important, permission, suggested, advice. Okay, the ZIPSA process is the... And how are we doing in terms of our ability to use it, and then our execution in terms of are we losing it. So that's the director of marketing. And then under leadership, there's the leadership part is, am I leading the team with a clear vision of where we're going? We have our business plan. That's part of my responsibility as the leader, is to have a business plan. The second part is to hold my team accountable through these daily, weekly meetings. And then the training and development of my team. Am I meeting with my teammates on a monthly basis to develop them and grow them? So that's your business plan. I mean, it's right there with all the bullets and everything. Okay, so you can listen to this recording, take it off of it, and if you do that, I'm telling you, you got yourself the heck of a 2019.
Okay.
It's kind of a review of the whole program, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice way to put it to work.
Yeah. So here's what I found. If we don't do this, these 9 monthly calls will be just a nice check-in. I don't want them to be just a nice check-in. I want you guys to go from knowing the course to using the course, using every piece that you've learned from me. So this is really where the work begins. You know, it's been education up to now. Now we're going to start in on really using the tools.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm excited. How about you?
Yeah.
Yes. We're gonna have to plan and execute.
Yeah. Yeah, you got some work to do. I want you to really, you know, take advantage of that and you know, do the work, and then I'm looking forward to our next call, and I want you to email me the business plan. You can email it chapter by chapter or all at once or whatever you want. But I want to make sure you guys are doing the homework here.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good?
Great, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hold up. Hold up.